Hey, babe, let's take a flight.
Yes.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know.
Get that up, girl.
Anywhere you are, though.
That's what's up. Are you packing your bags?
You already know.
Get that up, girl.
Make your best life. Oh, it's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late to make your best life. Ooh, I want to upgrade. I want to upgrade. Let me get that upgrade. Make your best life. Biohack my life. Biohack your life. Biohack my life. Biohack your life. Biohack my life. Biohack your life.
I know that's right. You can say that twice. I write the code, I'ma biohack my best life. Give me the upgrade. I spent enough days trying to figure out my way, no longer in the maze. Had to get out my...
Hey.
Hey. Hello, everybody. Yes, that was the original intro to Biohack Your Best Life.
Yeah.
And welcome to another episode of Biohack Your Best Life.
Throwback intro.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing that intro was over 2 years ago.
Wow, I know.
Yeah.
So this podcast is over 2 years old.
That's right.
Hey, we should have like a 3-year party or something. When
Yeah, I know. We'll do something. Yeah. But anyway, this is...
Hey, my name is Elizabeth Carson.
That's right. Carson now.
Yes.
And I'm Billy Carson, a.k.a.
Forbidden knowledge.
Yes, it's a four. You know, I just made another
four.
I posted myself and Robert Grant at Egypt. And,
yeah, I saw
and
it.
Then also Robert Grant and you and I in Bora Bora were throwing up the fours.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like 8 or 9 comments if you read them.
Gang like, signs.
What are these?
Gang signs.
What are these signs?
Oh, my God.
Four.
They just look for things to be offended for.
For forbidden knowledge.
Yeah, but people are always looking for the reasons.
And I'm
to be
like,
offended.
No, it's just forbidden knowledge. It's not a masonry sign. It's not a gang sign.
Number four.
It's just
forbidden knowledge.
I mean, you know, we're just branding ourselves is all we're doing, right?
Exactly.
Been doing it for a very long time.
Yeah, all our tours that we go on, that we have all the people. I mean, everybody's holding up the fours.
Yeah, it's a forbidden family.
Yeah.
That's right.
Literally just forbidden, the number four, the number 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's it.
Forbidden knowledge.
Exactly.
People get so offended.
It's like,
oh my God. He's a, what is it? What do they call you?
He's a Freemason.
Freemason.
I'm like, forbidden knowledge. Yeah. It's just the beginning of the name of my handle. Anyway, whatever. We're here.
Yeah. Yes. So anyways, guys, happy holiday season to everybody. I know a lot of us are traveling right now or have traveled and are with our families and, you know, got work off and just kind of relaxing for the rest of the year. I mean, it's almost, let me see, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's crazy.
Right around the corner.
Yeah. And it seems like time is speeding up. I was actually talking to Boosie today about how time is speeding up because it literally is speeding up.
Yeah.
But then I also think that the older that you get. Okay. This is a hypothesis I have. Mm-hmm. So when you're young, you are so present because you have no memory. Right. You're kind of coming to every present moment free of thoughts. Right. Because you're so free. You know, you haven't really conditioned yourself with many different perceptions or judgments on what is going on. It's kind of like you're really just there, right? Mm-hmm. But as you get older, you start building more memories and more memories. And then it's just your present moment gets less and less and less because your brain is filled up more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that time speeds up as you get older. Not only is it actually speeding up, but I think that as you get older, it speeds up.
Yeah, it's a two-part process. Scientists actually investigated and researched this.
Mm-hmm.
And time, we already know, is malleable.
Yes.
But also the perception of time for an individual as they get older actually speeds up.
Yeah.
Because of one reason that you said, your mind filling up and accumulating more things to think and focus on.
Yeah, it's like a computer.
Right. And then also the second reason is because as you age, the perception of time differs and changes so that you actually feel time moving faster than someone that's much younger than you. So yes, time is only relative to the beholder.
Yeah. I mean, I really think like, it's just really crazy how this year, it was like 2019, 2021, 22.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of slowed down this year a little bit, but I mean, it's very interesting to perceive. Right. And someone said nice necklace. So Robert Grant got us these beautiful necklaces from Bora Bora, which this has a Tahitian pearl on it, which is so beautiful. Yes. Actually, as a wedding gift. So I wanted to wear it tonight.
Yes.
In honor of Mr. Robert Grant.
Shout out to Robert Edward Grant. Yes. Thank you, Robert. We love you, man. Thank you for these great gifts. Mm-hmm. As you know, I wore mine the night that we went to the white party in front of the Great Sphinx.
Yeah.
And now Elizabeth is wearing hers now on the podcast. It's beautiful. Got a rare pearl on it.
Yes.
A Tahitian pearl from the waters of Tahiti. And really great craftsmanship went into the making of these incredible necklaces that he bought for us as our wedding gifts.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Robert. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do. So, yeah, we're getting back into the swing of things, being home because we were literally traveling nonstop since August, the beginning of August.
Yeah.
I was saying since October, but August we went to the UK and we were all over the UK. And then October was obviously Egypt. November was Cambodia. December was Bora Bora, LA, Egypt. And now we're back.
We're back. We needed a little bit of a break.
Yes. Yes.
That was a lot. We literally looped the planet quite a few times in the last few months.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you add up all the miles are just crazy, crazy, crazy miles. I mean, we have so many sky miles and so many airline miles and so many hotel, what do they call the hotels things? They
credits.
Call credits or points. Whatever, points.
Yeah, even the lady in the bathroom in Doha, in the Doha airport, there's this 8-star lounge that we go to. It's beautiful and so nice. It's just amazing there. But I went to the bathroom and she's like, Hey, you were here last month. I was like, oh, yeah, I was.
Yeah, we keep coming back. But
yeah.
It's but those points are great, too, because those points give us a lot of free flights and a lot of free hotels.
It's true.
Yeah,
this is true.
It all works out.
It does. It does. So, yeah, we're very blessed to be able to travel. But I'm so glad to be home, to be able to just relax and get back in the swing of things. Mm-hmm. Because when you travel so much, it literally you get out of the swing of things. You get out of structured days. And unfortunately, I mean, you really kind of miss, you know, you miss the consistent workouts, you miss the consistent supplement taking, you know, you miss certain things that are so important for your health when you're just all over the place all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad to be here and I'm glad to be home for a little while too.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely. So today we're going to talk about, are supplements actually good for you? Mm-hmm. Question mark.
Yes.
And so we're going to talk a lot about supplements and we're going to talk about our personal experiences. And you're going to hear some things today, even about my own experience and Elizabeth's own experience and what we've done to kind of resolve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully we can get you information tonight that's going to help change your life.
Yes. Yes. I hope so. I hope so, because I'll talk a little bit about my history with supplements and then you can talk about yours. But I started taking a probiotic when I was probably about 12 years old called Lactobacillus acidophilus. Lactobacillus acidophilus. Say that 5 times fast. Okay, yes. Yeah. So I actually started to take this when I was young. And that was because I was always into health and fitness and I was a gymnast and I was always looking into things. I've always been a researcher. So I was like, what can I actually do to make myself feel better? So I started taking this probiotic and that was great. I actually did feel actually a lot better when I started taking it because I had, what's it called? When you're allergic to milk.
Acid reflux or lactose intolerance.
Lactose intolerance. So I had lactose intolerance when I was younger. I actually grew out of it, thank goodness, because I do love ice cream. But I think that the probiotics, the acidophilus, actually helped me to almost kind of overcome that, or you know, probably diet plus different lifestyle ways actually helped me like grow out of that whole thing, right? So I mean, I started taking a massive amount of supplements at a very young age. I actually worked at GNC and for a long time when I was a teenager, and I actually was the best salesman in the region and I got awards and stuff. It was super cool. But I used to just nerd out on supplements and read, oh, yeah, this says it does this and this says it does that. So I would take these massive amounts of supplements every single day. And honestly, I didn't feel that healthy. I mean, I felt a little bogged down. I used to get really bloated. And it just, it didn't always feel good. Even after I would take all of these things that would be so good for me, right? Yeah. So that should tell you a little something. And mm-hmm. I'll let you share your experience.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm going to quickly mute the video and come right back in less than 1 second, just because I noticed there's a slight lag. So hold on 1 second. Okay.
Is it working?
Yeah, it's good.
Good?
All right, cool. And so with my experience with supplements, it's pretty interesting because obviously I was a vegan for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And during the time frame that I was a vegan, which was literally most of my life, because it's I had more years as a vegan than not as a vegan, right? And I wasn't trying to save animals or save the world or anything like that. It just came from habits I developed eating. I'm a texture person. Mm-hmm. As you know, and it took me a long time to be able to work my way up to be able to actually handle those textures and actually get a certain level of enjoyment out of them. But taking a turn for the worst is what changed me from being a vegan or getting off that vegan diet. I started to develop osteoporosis, internal bleeding, leaky gut, autoimmune problems. I had discoloration on my teeth, which was due to poor dieting, lack of energy, muscle atrophy. I mean, the list goes on and on. Inflamed joints, body pains. I mean, you can name it.
This all makes sense, though, because it makes sense because you were deficient in everything.
I was deficient in everything. Everything.
Yes. And something about, I mean, this does not have to happen to everybody. So vegan people, don't kill me. I mean, you can go on a vegan diet. I'm not knocking it, but it's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah. But what plants do is they actually suck the minerals out of your bones. Okay. So, I mean, like spinach and kale, they literally suck the minerals out of your bones.
And
so
that was the thing I was eating.
Yeah. And if you're not supplementing, then you could end up like how you end up with zero vitamins and minerals in your system.
So as you know, a few years ago, I started to realize how sickly I was looking and feeling. And I didn't correlate it to the diet initially until somebody made a mention that it could be that. And then I started taking some supplements and I started buying more and more and more supplements. And I wasn't getting any effect, any change. There was no change occurring in my body. I was just as sick, just as hurt, just as much suffering was going on.
Where were you ordering these vitamins from?
Mostly from Amazon.
Amazon. Okay, so GNC. I'm going to talk about that in a second. I'll also talk about GNC and in a second.
Mostly Amazon and GNC.
Yeah.
I just wasn't getting any result. I had, at this point, by the time I was at my height, I probably had $400 to $500 a month in supplements. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't getting any better.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I saw more rashes than ever. I saw more irritation than ever. When I first met you 3 years ago, you saw me break out on rashes from my autoimmune problem. So you know how bad it can get.
Yes.
And that was because I ordered something from Amazon that I thought was going to be good for me. Remember that?
Because they say it's good for you.
And I took it and it just completely destroyed me. For about 3 months, I was screwed up.
Yeah.
So I had I've had an up and down with supplements and never really seeing the total full result that I was promised.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, something I read about Amazon supplements is that a lot of the supplements that you find on Amazon are diluted, and you're only getting about 10% of that actual, whatever it's called. Let's say it's vitamin C. You're getting 10%, and then all the rest of the 90% is fillers. And then you have to think about if you're taking these Amazon supplements, right? From these random ass places. I mean, some places you can research and you can order from Amazon that are really great.
You just got to know what you're buying.
Exactly. You have to know what you're buying. But if you're only getting 10% of what this supplement is that you're taking, what do you think the absorption of your body is? Like, how are you absorbing that? So you're probably ending up with 0.01% of that actual supplement going into your body that you're absorbing.
Yeah, exactly. My absorption was, and plus also because I had the leaky gut, I wasn't absorbing anything. I was just literally wasting money.
Mm.
Literally. I pissed money away. Oh, literally.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I've literally probably over my lifetime spent $500,000 on supplements and all different type of, I mean, I love trying different stuff. Mm-hmm. Like this company came out with these nano minerals, right? And I'm like, I'm on this nano fad because I'm like, oh, you know, how is a molecule this size going to go into your cell this size? And I was like, this nano stuff makes so much sense because it's nanoparticles going in. And then, but come to find out that that company was not it.
So people spend hundreds of millions of dollars combined on tons and tons and tons, literally actual tonnage of supplements. Mm-hmm. If you add them all together, all the weight together, and the result is not the greatest.
GNC was actually, I got in trouble. I think this was years ago, but for selling supplements that weren't good, that had a lot of filler stuff in it. Yeah. And then think about it. What is this filler stuff that you're putting into your body? Look,
they're taking these vitamins and these nutrients, and then they cut them like dope. Just like the dope man from, you know what I'm saying? The dope man takes the cocaine, and they cut it up, and they put powder and all kind of crazy stuff in it, and then they sell it so they can make more money.
Yeah.
These supplement companies, they pretty much, most of them, not all of them, most of them do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really, at some point, would love to, when we open our research lab, I would love to test a whole bunch of different supplements from a whole bunch of different companies and see what's really in them, what's really in them. Yeah. But I will say, because I have done a lot of research on supplements, that there are some really, really great companies out there. I personally love, I love Thorne. Thorne is great.
Thorne
I
is
love
great.
Standard Process is great, not only because the products are high quality, but because they actually treat their employees very, very well there. Yeah. So I love supporting Standard Process. I like Pure. Pure is good. That's where we get our magnesium.
Yeah.
I love certain companies, and we're going to talk about the main one tonight that I am obsessed with.
Yeah.
But I can tell, and I've done the research on those three lines, and from what I've done is that they're very, very, very high quality.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And, how'd you come up with the idea to look for this company that we're dealing with now?
Oh my God, well, I've been hearing about it for years.
Yeah.
I actually heard about this company, I think 5-6 years ago, that we're going to start talking about here in a second. I did want to ask you a question though.
Yeah.
When you met me, what was your thought process on supplements, and what were you taking when you met me?
When I met you, my thought process on supplements was just, you know, gangbusters, take as much as you possibly can, you know. I didn't really have a great idea. I had a little bit of an idea on what I was low on, and I had just started my new diet right around the time
I
met you. I was working my way finally into textures and everything else, right?
Yeah. When I met him, he was like, I hate eating. It's a waste of time. It's the most awful thing ever. I wish I could take a pill and just be full all day. And just eating sucks. I was like, huh? Okay. That's what you...
I know. And I'm talking to she used to be a chef. So I'm talking to a chef. She's like, what?
I was like, well, okay.
Yeah. So I knew what I was deficient in. And so I figured if I just bought supplements
from wherever, right?
From wherever that I was deficient in, that it would help take care of the deficiency. And what really started making me turn the corner from completely being feeble to coming back to health was the food itself.
Yeah.
The supplements, when I went for another test, I really hadn't gained much from the supplements. It was mostly from the food.
Yeah.
So the supplements still weren't, and I was still having the autoimmune response pretty consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't getting the full effect that I thought I was getting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the only upswing in my health was because of my diet change, not because of the actual supplements themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you get a lot from your food. I mean, back like 100 years ago, you had a lot more from your food because we didn't kill off the soil with, you know, these pesticides. So, I mean, there was a lot more life inside of soil, microbes living, walking around there. I mean, a lot of our soil is dead because of all the pesticides that farmers spray on it. So you're literally not getting the same amount of minerals, the same amount of nutrition you used to get back in the day. So, I mean, it's unfortunately, it's a little bit different these days. You do have to supplement for things that we just can't get from our food anymore, which is unfortunate. But I believe, in my personal opinion, and from all the research that I've ever done, that you can get most of what you need from a really good meal. You're sourcing your meat from a very good place, like a private farm or something, and you know the farmer. Source your meat from there. I mean, you go organic, you go to farmers markets. It's very, very good to eat where you're at because your microbiome likes where you live at, right? This is what it's comfortable with. So if you eat from a farmer's market, fresh fruits and vegetables from there, your body's going to love it.
That's right.
And then also eat for culture. Like for me, I was born in Korea. So my microbiome, I mean, you actually share the microbiome with the five closest people that you're around. Like, mm-hmm. you know, kissing and stuff. Yeah. So we share a pretty similar microbiome, which right. is interesting because we like the same things.
We like the now, same things now.
Our diets have kind of like smashed merged. Together. Yeah. This is so funny. But I mean, honestly, my microbiome, my gut, it loves kimchi. It loves mm-hmm. fermented foods. It loves really spicy stuff because of I was born in Korea mm-hmm. and you were born in New York. Mm-hmm. So your microbiome is a little bit different. Yeah. And from that area, I mean, you could need different stuff than I need. I know I need to eat kimchi here mm-hmm. and there. Like, I right. know. So,
yeah. It's interesting. The genetics of your body and your passed down RNA and DNA mm-hmm. also dictate what your body needs mm-hmm. and what your body can process. That's why every diet is not for every single person. Mm-hmm. Okay. Vincent Green says, how's Microseeds and Ambrosia Collectives? I mean, we looked at his products. We have some of the ingredients, some of his products here. He gave some to us as a gift. They look to be very clean. I haven't tried them yet, but I mean, the ingredients themselves and from what I talked to him on his podcast about them, they appear to be pretty clean. So I would tend to think, you know, they should be.
Well, you know what? People's products are a manifestation of who they are. True. And we know Mike Rashid to be a very stand-up person with really divine character. So, I mean, his products, he's not going to try to screw people over by adding more filler and getting more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like we probably know that it's pretty high quality because of the person who he is. So.
His profit margins are thin, which means he's really invested a lot of money into the product.
Yeah.
And we know this for a fact because, mm-hmm. you know, we deal with Mike. And so I would tend to think that his product is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You know, the guy's a pretty stand up guy.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, back to this company. So about 5-6 years ago, I discovered this company and I was looking into their stuff and they were doing these stool tests and these blood tests. And I was like, I want to do this so bad, but it cost like $1,500. And I was like, I don't have $1,500 right now to do this. But I was like, I'm going to keep my eye on this because mm-hmm. this is great.
Yeah.
It was a company that actually tests your own bio, your own systems to provide you something kind of tailored to you. So I was like, let me keep an eye on this. So then I started listening to a podcast. This was probably about a year and a half ago. I listened to this podcast and I was like, hey, that sounds like the company that I researched like all these years ago. And I was like, that's the CEO of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, they've dropped their prices.
Yeah.
So I think that last year their prices went from like, I don't know, it was like $400 or something. Mm-hmm. And then just recently when we kind of settled down here, now it's only like $200, yeah. right?
Mm-hmm.
So what this company does is they take your saliva, stool, and blood sample. You get some fingerprint pricks of blood. Your saliva, and then you have to do a stool sample and you send it back to them. And then they literally tailor exactly what your body needs, exactly what it needs for you specifically. Because what I will tell you is if you're taking something, right? So for you, we have different bodies. Mm-hmm. We have different biochemistry. We have different microbes. Okay. We have different oral biome. I mean, our bodies are different. I'm a woman. He's a man. So what may serve me and be so great for my body may be killing you. And I mean killing you.
Literally.
Making you toxic, right? Mm-hmm. Like you, it might actually be making your body toxic. Yeah. When I told you earlier about I used to take all these supplements from GNC and I would feel so bloated sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign right there. Something is not right. It's causing gas to erupt in my gut.
Yeah.
This is not good for me specifically.
Right.
What I just found out is that NAD, if you have cancer, can feed the cancer.
Mm.
So if you don't know you have cancer and you're taking this NAD supplement every day,
that's right.
you're feeding the cancer. You could be killing yourself.
You can make the cancer cells replicate even faster.
Not good. So this is why.
You gotta
know.
This
is why not everything is good for everybody. When I came into this whole world of supplements and health, I'm like, okay, you know, this says that it's going to do this for me, and this is going to raise my immune system, and this is going to make my skin clear. So I'm taking everything. I'm taking
all
of it. That's
what I was doing, taking everything.
I'm taking all of it. And I'm talking like handfuls of pills.
Yeah.
Now think how some of these handfuls of pills might interact with each other inside of your body.
So it's like a chemistry set. You know, I remember doing chemistry. And so all of a sudden you take two inert substances and then you combine them together. And it becomes volatile.
Yes. Yes.
So what you're doing when you begin to mix substances together or these quote unquote nutrients or supplements together in your body, they go down into your stomach, and your stomach is like the chemistry experiment, and they start mixing with acids and biome and each other.
Yeah.
And then you create a reaction.
Yep. You could be taking something that's great,
and that
but then when you put it together,
that's right,
it's horrible for you.
Or they can cancel each other out.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like they cancel each other out, right? Yeah. So if you take a certain something with a certain other thing, like they literally now you're just filling your body with nothing.
Yeah.
Right. And you're just adding more of this stuff into your system that you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have and are taking supplements that aren't for you, that aren't good for you, you're literally overburdening your liver.
That's right.
You're creating toxicity inside of your body. So everybody, I mean, this goes for everything. It's just a fractal of another fractal of another fractal. Yeah. It's like what is for you may not be good for me. So what I eat may not be good for what you eat. Supplements, I mean, it's literally everything.
Yeah.
It's literally everything. So, I mean, the best thing to do, diets. Tailor it for your body, specifically your body.
Yeah.
Tailor it for it.
Exactly.
Because me, I cannot go without eating meat. I can't do it. My system, my body will disintegrate. I literally tried to be a vegetarian before and I got so sick and weak and small. It was just, it was really, really, really bad. So what I'm saying is what is somebody else can handle being a vegetarian and they can be a vegetarian for the rest of their life and they can feel so great and awesome. But for me, I know I can't do that.
Right.
I can't do that.
Exactly.
And for you now that you know your body.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Could you, how did you feel 5 years ago when you were complete vegan?
Listen, I was so sick and I had been doing it since I was basically a kid, you know, so off and on throughout the years until it hit a solid block of many, many years of living that way. And it just almost just took me out.
Yeah. Yeah. And now you're aging backwards.
Yeah.
You got solid muscle. I mean, you're like literally stacked for it.
Yeah. I'm 220 pounds
yes,
now.
Yes. Muscle. Yeah. And I mean, so obviously because you've shifted things in your diet, you're now doing and feeling much better.
Absolutely.
Much better.
And what I'm doing, you see me looking up at the screen, guys, I'm going to download a photo that I'm going to upload, have you guys take a look at real quick. So you can see where I came from. I want you guys to see where I came from. I came a long way.
A long way.
A long, long, long way. And this is just not too many years ago.
Yeah.
Let me just upload this photo real quick and we can put it up on the screen for them.
Mm-hmm. It's up, one up.
Oh, one up. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
There we go. Mm. And this is me when I was on my vegan diet.
And this is after how many years of being vegan, though?
Over two decades.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do the side by side, you know, do your side by side, like literally go side by side.
Well, here we go. I mean, you can see I'm here right here.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, look at that. Look at how small your arm was, you know, like,
oh, man.
I mean,
crazy.
Now you got, I mean,
I don't know how to get in the camera here.
Like muscle. Yeah. I'm talking. This is like solid muscle right there. But do you see how weak?
Yeah. It's crazy.
I mean, really, tell them how you felt, though, when you looked like that. Tell them how you felt.
I felt sick.
Yeah.
I felt like I was dying.
Yeah.
Because
you were dying.
And there's videos of me that, you know, I got videos going back to this time frame. And you can see how thin and emaciated I look in those old videos. That's what people are like, man, this guy is a different guy.
Yeah.
No, it's me. I just changed my diet and my supplements.
Yeah.
And I literally, you know, I told you this story and the producer that produced the TV show that I was in was in front of us. Mm-hmm. I was at a TV company, production company, filming a TV series, and I was in a black suit. Luckily, I was in a black suit, mm-hmm. sitting in the director's chair, which is where they recorded my part of the TV show, mm-hmm. for about 4 hours. I got up when it was time to end shooting and go take a break, and I felt the back of my pants was wet. I turned around and looked at the director's chair I was sitting in. It had a gloss. It was a black director's chair also. When I touched it, my fingertips were red. I was like, what is this? Mm. It was blood. Mm. I was actually bleeding out through the back, internally out through the back, while I was sitting there recording that show. And yeah, I knew, man, I was in bad shape.
It's so bad.
I was doing all that work, all that traveling, all those conferences, all those lectures, all those workshops. And I was literally sick as a dog, sick, not with a cold, but sick from internally.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's what's kind of crazy about the vegan diet. I'm going to talk about it just for 2 seconds. So what it will do for you is it does clean out your system, right? If you go on a vegan diet for, say, a week or 2 weeks, even a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, even a year, you're going to feel so clean, so good. You're going to have so much energy. But after that, you cannot sustain. I mean, okay, most people
can. Some people can, but most people can't.
And if you are sustaining on a vegan diet, that means that you are eating specific to your body, right? And you're taking in exactly what you need for your body, okay? Because every single vegan person that I've ever known has gotten an autoimmune disease from being vegan, but it never pops up until later in life. So you are a vegan for 2 decades. This is you after 2 decades.
Getting sicker and sicker and sicker.
And you were eating the same, though. That's the thing. Yeah. I saw a comment on here that someone was vegan and they're solid muscle.
That's right?
And that's amazing. But can you sustain? That's the problem.
Initially, my muscle was okay before I looked like this. Mm-hmm. But then, as you get older, a man's natural testosterone begins to dip. Mm-hmm. So I would need to eat, I think it was 12 bowls of greens to give the same amount of protein as eating 6 ounces of a steak, for example.
Yeah.
I can't eat 12 bowls of greens. And then the problem was, the more greens I ate, the more the lectins in the greens attack my bloodstream and created an autoimmune response.
Yeah, oxalates too.
So oxalates and lectins, they started attacking my bloodstream. So the more, now you know, as soon as I would eat spinach, you see me eat spinach or eat kale and just go woof and just start breaking out all over the place. Mm-hmm. And so my two favorite things I love to eat, which was kale and spinach, literally I became allergic to them. I just now have been working my way back into eating salads for how many months now?
Probably about 3 months.
Lightly working my way back into eating salads. Mm-hmm. And I'm finally, you know that I didn't eat a salad for over 2.5 years.
I know.
Right?
Yes.
2.5 years, no salads. And guess what happened to my autoimmune response? It went down, proving that it was being triggered by the oxalates and lectins inside the actual greens. Mm-hmm. So like you said, it's not for everybody. It's only for certain people.
Yeah. Well, okay. So animals, right? Animals want to kill you if you want to kill them, right? So they'll attack you. So, I mean, everybody has a defense mechanism. So what are plants' defense mechanisms? I mean, it's toxins. They release toxins. I mean, and then it's not for everybody, guys. It's really not for everybody.
That's right. Not for everybody.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not for everybody. Here come one of these vegans. You talk. These vegans, they want to come in here and they can't handle the truth. So
Billy is talking about, he's talking about his own experience.
This is my own experience. And there goes the picture of me right there. And I got dozens of photos looking
about
like this.
Every vegan. Okay? Like we both said.
I'm all over every type of, I got thousands of video clips of me out there talking on all these TV shows from over all these years. Yes. And you can clearly see how bony and skinny I was. You can see my cheekbones popping out, my collarbone popping out versus me into the current era where you can see now that I'm solid muscle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody.
There's okay? nothing it's that's for everybody.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Nothing yeah. is for everybody.
Nothing.
Go get your stuff tested. Get your stuff tested. Get your blood tested. Get your levels tested. Get your vitamins in your body tested. Get it all tested.
That's so how I found out.
Exactly.
I found out because I went to a doctor that sent me a prescription to go get a blood panel yeah. done. Mm-hmm. And that blood panel then came back from LabCorp yeah. that showed everything that my body was deficient in, mm-hmm. good in and bad in and everything else. Mm-hmm. Ups, down, nutrient supplements, vitamins, diseases, everything you could possibly think of. The only thing I had to develop was an autoimmune response, fortunately for me. Mm-hmm. And I was in borderline osteoporosis, which is not good. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even do one push-up. Not even one when I was in that previous photo right there. Not one push-up. Yeah. And I came a long way. I came all the way back. I literally came all the way back.
You did come all the way back. And it's amazing. It's an amazing recovery. And it's been years, and now we're happy to say that we've brought Billy all the way back to health. He's all the way back to health with very, very, I mean, I wouldn't even call them your autoimmune responses anymore.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't even call it that. Mm-mm. It's just you're brought back to health, and you've made huge leaps and bounds, and you feel, and you said you feel the best you've ever felt, right?
I feel amazing. Mm-hmm. This is literally the best I've ever felt in my life. Like I feel like I'm in incredible shape.
You are incredible shape.
Yeah. You know, I just came from the basketball gym playing against high school and college kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And beat them.
Yeah, exactly.
In basketball.
Yeah. So, I mean, no, listen, not everything is for everybody. The main point that we're trying to make here is go get your levels tested and get something tailored for you. And luckily the company that I have found does that. It does it for you. It literally tests your blood, stool, and saliva samples, and it tailors exactly what you are missing in your body. Okay. Yeah. Exactly what you're missing. And it actually helps over time. It helps with your glucose response. It helps with sleep. It helps with feeling good. It brings your biological age down.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like amazing. This is amazing that we've discovered this. And then think about it too. We used to spend probably about $5,000 a month on supplements.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
Yeah. This Every is month.
$200 a month for tailored supplements, prebiotics, and probiotics.
Yeah. Everything. And it's made specifically for the individual.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And ours are completely different. They're completely different. That's how I know it's not bullcrap because literally I have different measurements of biotin than you have.
Right.
You have way more biotin in your supplements than I have in my supplements.
Mm-hmm. I'm opening up an actual box right now, a fresh delivery of these supplements right now.
Look, these are what is included inside of our supplements. And as you can see, Billy has a little bit more than I do. My list is a little shorter because it's tailored for our bodies. This is amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, they literally give you, and it's all natural. I think what it does, they've invented like a robot, some sort of robot that does this, right? So it goes through these bins of different vitamin powders that they have, and it literally it's a program. They plug in, what do you need? And then it takes a little bit and then shakes it up, and then it gives you 8 supplements, right? 8 capsules that you take. And these little packets, Billy's opening his right now. And these little packets.
Is that mine?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. My name is on it.
His name is on it.
Yeah.
But 8 supplements come in here. 8 capsules. And that's what you take. And then you also have your prebiotic and probiotic fiber. Not fiber, but you have your prebiotic and probiotics that you can mix into your shakes, mix into some juice or water, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, this is tailored.
This one here.
Yep.
And the fact that you know it's tailored is, I don't know if the camera can even catch it because it wants to focus, but my name is right here.
His come with his name on it, and mine come with my name.
Hers come with her name on it. We can't mix them up. It's got her name. I've got my name.
Yes.
My supplements are tailored specifically for the panel, the lab work I sent in. I sent in blood, saliva, and stool. And then it curated and created a specific vitamin supplement pack specifically for what exactly my body needs. Mm-hmm. And so this is a huge part of my reverse aging process right here, mm-hmm. is these supplements, which are created specifically for my body type. And I know all yeah. about something specific, because when I got off that bad diet that I was on, mm-hmm. I got on a specific diet purely for my body type.
Yeah.
And that's what helped me come all the way back, along with the help that you gave me from other things with biohacking and some of the supplementary things that you've given me, because you helped me track some of the things I was low in. And then you found this company, which is an absolute godsend, because this company here, it takes all the thinking.
Yes.
Me sitting there buying all these useless supplements and trash and throwing them down my throat mm-hmm. every single day, hoping and wishing that something might work. Yes. Now I know what I'm getting is actually working.
Yes. Yes. So the company's name is Viome, V-I-O-M-E. They've been in business for an extremely long time, and now they've been able to drop their prices because they're getting busier. And of course, things are dropping. I mean, it, like stem cells, right? Stem cells are like $1 million right now, but another 10 years, they're going to be like $50.
Yeah, be cheap.
Yes. So, I mean, as time goes on, these things get a little cheaper. But anyways, I mean, they know, like this company knows, and they've done so many labs that they're now even able to detect cancer early. Mm-hmm. I would never get that because I don't want to nocebo myself. But I mean, some people may want to know if yeah. they want to detect, you know, their, right. yes.
Drop the link if any of these people want to be able to.
I just dropped it a second ago. I'm going to drop it one more time. Yeah. And yes, Viome. And then not only does it provide you supplements, prebiotics, probiotics, but it also gives you a list of foods that are great for you, that you should stay away from, that are okay for you, that you should minimize. I mean, my list is pretty similar to Billy's, but different.
Yep.
But different. I mean, like bone broth, right? Bone broth, beef bone broth is a superfood for me, but chicken bone broth is like not as good as beef bone broth. Yeah. I mean, it's like that specific. Hundreds of foods in here that are great for you or horrible for you that yeah. you shouldn't even. I mean, green beans, like you're not supposed to eat green beans.
Right.
Which is interesting.
Which is weird, because most of the things that I'm not supposed to eat, I don't like them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then the thing that is, there was a few that green beans, I actually loved them because mm-hmm. they were the only thing green that wasn't giving me rashes.
Yes.
And then I'm told like, don't eat green beans mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. it has a negative effect on me.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And so this is my report. I don't even know how to get out. Here it goes.
And it also shows you your biological age too. So yes. Billy's actual biological age is 5 years younger.
Yeah.
Than,
which is great, because I guarantee you 5 years ago, my biological age was older than my real age.
Mm-hmm.
Now my biological age is 5 years younger mm-hmm. than my actual age.
Yes.
So this lab work gives you your biological age. And my yes. goal is to push that back even further.
Yeah.
So my goal is to push it back at least 10 years mm-hmm. or more, mm-hmm. which I know can be done.
Yeah. Yeah. I see a lot of people. Yeah. Let's just calm down. Everybody take 3 deep breaths. Okay. Jeez. Well, literally in the chat, yeah. everybody take 3 deep breaths. People get so offended.
Well, let me tell you what it is.
You go like outside of their belief system.
Let me tell you what it is. Cause I was a vegan. See, I can talk about this cause I was a vegan. She wasn't a vegan. I was a vegan.
No, it's about anything though. It's
but
about
doesn't
literally.
Matter. Let me tell, I know I don't want to interrupt you, babe, but I want to tell them what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Veganism has become a religion. I'm going to say that to you one more time. Veganism has become an actual religion, and in a lot of cases with full zealots. Yeah. Just like you could be a zealot for Christ and a zealot for Islam and a zealot for whatever, Hamas or whatever else the hell is out there, Israel or whatever. You can become a zealot for anything. You can be a fanatic of consciousness and become a consciousness fanatic and go overboard and be a conspiracy fanatic and you can go overboard. Start believing in all kinds of crazy theories that don't exist. You can also believe in diets. Now you can be, there's veganism is a serious religion. There's a lot, there's a whole religious movement and they may not want to admit it, but I was a vegan. So I know I you're talking to a person that lived it, that actually lived it for decades, more years than most of the people who are complaining actually have been one. Okay. And so the fact of the matter is, Anytime you rip away somebody's belief system, it hurts them. It's almost like stabbing somebody with a butter knife. And so it's like taking a butter knife, putting it between the rib cage and twisting it ever so slightly. That is a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. And for somebody who has built an entire belief system on something, it hurts them when you come against with information and knowledge and facts that begin to tear down that belief system. But guess what, guys? I'm forbidden knowledge. So, you know, I don't give a damn because I'm always going to come with the facts. 10 years ago, some of my theories and concepts on certain things were a different way. And years later, some of my ideas and concepts have changed. There's always going to be micro adjustments along the way when you're growing and learning. If there's no micro adjustments, then you're not really growing and learning. Now you're creating something called dogma. If I go to a book from my elementary school and believe everything in that book is real science or real chemistry or real history versus today's information, then I'm a zealot. That means that I'm a zealot and I believe in dogma. So we have to begin to adjust our reality of understanding, especially when facts are brought forward with actual evidence.
Well, see, it's your own personal experience. That's why people need to calm the F down. Yeah. Because first of all, we didn't say that this diet is horrible for everybody. That never came out of either of our mouths during this whole little 45 minutes that we have been live, period. We have been talking about our own personal experiences that have caused you to get extremely sick. I've never been vegan. I don't really plan to because my diet works perfectly for me. I love the way I feel. I feel great. I feel young. I feel energetic. You know, I feel amazing. I'm not knocking the vegan diet. All I'm saying is that it's not for everybody. It's not. People cannot sustain. Not everybody can sustain on a vegan diet. Not everybody can sustain on a vegetarian diet. Not everybody can sustain on a carnivorous diet.
I introduced you to two people that literally can't eat any vegetables.
Yeah.
one lives in Australia and the other one lives here in America. Mm. They've both been, well, one of them has been here. And so he actually, his college had to rip up the actual grass in the football field and put down artificial turf just to recruit him because even the grass would give him a sickness. He had to use an EpiPen all the time. He can only eat pineapples and meat. That's it. He actually made it to the NFL. He actually made it to the NFL, played for the Cincinnati Bengals, a very good friend of mine. So if somebody's out there thinking that every single person can eat everything that they eat, then you're absolutely wrong. There's a lot of people out there that can't eat what you think they can eat.
People's bodies are completely different, depending on where you were born, what you ate when you were a baby, what you ate when you were five, where you live now, who you're together with, who you share microbiome with. There's so many different facts and differences in everybody's bodies that not everything is good for everybody. That is like the point blank period thing that we're saying here. We're not saying like, go this way. This is the way to go. See, if you're that thin-minded, then it's just sad because your literal consciousness is literally just, this is the way and this is the only way, which is so untrue. There's so many ways. This zealot mentality is very, very, very like skinny. It's a skinny way to look at life, right? Open up your consciousness, expand your mind.
Especially when there's evidence from a person that's been
Do some research. Exactly. Just do some research. Yeah. Do some research. Mm-hmm. And if you're a vegan and you got all your levels tested and everything is flowing perfectly and amazing,
stay with it.
Do it.
Don't change a thing.
Do it.
For me, it didn't work. It wasn't for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't for me. I'm not about to eat 12 bowls of greens to get my certain level of protein.
Yeah.
So come on. Are you kidding me?
People get so offended.
I need my testosterone. I got work to do over chill. Okay. I got work to do. I'm talking about 2-3 rounds at a time and I ain't playing no games. Y'all can play them games if y'all want to. I ain't playing no games. I'm doing my thing. I'm taking care of business. That's the forbidden way.
The forbidden way.
You already know. You already know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to get off that little soapbox.
What I like about this app that they gave us It tells me the things that I can enjoy. Mm-hmm. In other words, I can eat them in abundance. It tells me the thing I have to things I have to minimize. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. It tells me my superfoods.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ironically, arugula is one of my superfoods, but I don't like the smell and taste of arugula.
I know.
Yeah. But I love asparagus,
which
and it says
so
I can
weird.
Enjoy it.
That's so weird that because you love pepper.
Yeah.
So arugula, it has a very peppery flavor, but you hate it. You literally.
Something
hate
about
it.
The texture of it and the smell, I just can't. You know, I smell everything before I eat it.
He
so
he smells everything. He smells candy through a wrapper. Yes. He smells everything.
If my brain says, don't put that in your mouth, I don't.
Yeah.
I just don't do it.
Well, you eat intuitively. You're eating intuitively, which is also really great, guys. Yeah. Eat intuitively.
Right.
Do what feels good for you. If you eat a big bowl of salad and you feel so good afterwards, then hey, keep eating that bowl of salad.
Right.
If you eat a meal and you feel extra full and you feel like, ugh, like how I felt last night, actually, to be honest. I felt like, ugh, like I ate too much. I don't feel good. I feel bloated. Obviously, that wasn't for me. That meal was not for me.
Right. And what I like about, look here, the app tells me for my blood work, beef, avoid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beef, lean, avoid. So I have to minimize how much actual beef I take in because it's telling me right here that a lot of beef isn't good for me, but it likes me to eat chicken.
Yeah,
right?
It loves you to eat lighter meats.
Yeah, right.
Yes. And then these things, they change over time. Just like how I had, lactose. I was lactose when I was younger. I am not lactose anymore. I used to have an allergy to eggs. Now I eat eggs every freaking day. Like I love eggs. So it's like things change over time.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how you couldn't eat spinach for the longest time. You couldn't eat salads for the longest time.
Yeah.
But now you're starting to dip. Like you even ate broccoli. Broccoli used
and
to make
broccoli.
You have a huge
broccoli.
Reaction.
Oh, yeah.
But now you
I was
can
fine.
Have broccoli.
My stomach is healed. My leaky gut's healed.
Yes.
Now I like lots of different types of nuts, but some nuts it says that are no good for me. But Brazil nuts is my superfood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this thing is so incredible because it tells me, it's telling me exactly what's good for me and what to stay away from. Buffalo, avoid it. I never was going to eat buffalo anyway.
cane sugar, avoid for me. I can have a little bit of cane sugar.
Yes, yours, it says you can eat cane sugar. Me, it says do not touch.
Yeah.
Avoid completely. Like don't even engage in any cane sugar whatsoever.
I'm glad you can enjoy cabbage because I love cabbage.
Yeah, cabbage is good. And I love cabbage too, which is good. So this is how powerful this is. It literally is, you know, they're holding your hand and telling you what exactly you can do and what you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just a really incredible app.
It's Viome. So what you do is you order the test, right? Order the test, blood, spit, and stool, send it in, and they will tailor your vitamins to you, your probiotics, your prebiotics. You'll download this app and you'll have all of your readings and then you'll have all of the foods, all foods. And then you literally have under scores, you'll have your biological age and then it breaks down like my cellular and energy efficiency is not optimal. When I took this test, it was not optimal.
Mm-hmm.
So it tells you why. It tells you what you can do to improve it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it literally tailors your stuff so you can improve these things.
Yeah.
Like this thing is freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
No. It shows me my gut health average, which is it used to be back here in the red, but now it's moving forward towards the green.
Mm-hmm.
Cellular efficiency needs improvement. Immune system health is moving in the right direction.
Yeah. And then we're going to retest every 6 months too.
Yeah.
And after we retest, we'll probably have a whole different list of supplements and ingredients that we need to take in our supplements. We'll probably, the foods that are good or bad may change.
They may change.
Everything changes. Everything
is
always changing. That is the only consistent thing in this universe is change.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying before about belief systems even.
Yes, exactly.
You got to apply that to everything. So these supplements will be different every time I get them every so many months and I retest. The supplements themselves will be different. The ingredients will be different on the inside, what my body needs. Look at this. What's incredible here? Look at this. Inflammation response averages moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact when I started, it was in the red before, you know?
Yeah.
All of this. Incredible.
It is.
Yeah. Kidney, heart health, vascular average, microbiome, heart health.
Anxiety
and stress response.
That's deep.
See? Mine's is good.
So many things in here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just try it, guys. Like, just try it.
Yeah, my neurotransmitter production is good.
I mean, I'm going to tell you the truth. I mean, we take our Viome supplements. We take our Viome supplements. We take a couple other things. I mean, I take personally a colostrum powder because I love colostrum. It's been very good to me. I can feel and notice the difference. You take inulin A, which is a prebiotic, and that is really, really good for your mitochondrial health. And you've been feeling good.
Yeah.
So I've continued to order it. Mm-hmm. We both take a couple peptides. I mean, there's like different things, but we kind of shake it up sometimes. And then, I mean, I biohack a lot. So whenever I feel good, you know, I'll get more of it. If I feel kind of weird or bad, then I don't, you know? So, I mean, to each his own.
Yeah.
As I always say, to each his own.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
This is pretty good. Some of the stuff I hadn't gone down this far into this area.
He's been looking through this app for the past 10 minutes.
Cortisol pathways good. Serotonin promoting microbes good. There's a lot of good stuff in here.
Yeah, there is. It's so much information.
Biosynthesis pathways, methane gas production pathways.
Look, oxalate metabolism pathways, not optimal.
Yes.
There it goes.
My oxalate metabolism pathway is not optimal. What does that mean?
Stay away from oxalate.
Let's tell them what that means.
Stay away from oxalate.
Don't eat any oxalates. Yeah, what carries oxalates?
Kale, spinach. I mean, you know what? I really follow a lot of Dave Asprey's work, and he really hates kale. Like, he hates it. But he was also a vegan for a very long time, and it made him extremely sick.
Oh, he almost died.
It's just so many reports of this that we've heard.
Well, I'm doing a whole documentary on it, right? We're doing a documentary. Yeah, we have real people that are friends, people that we know will be in the documentary giving their life experience as to what they've gone through and having the importance. We're going to show both sides of the coin, though. People who actually successfully have been on that diet for quite a few
time. Like my girlfriend. She was on a vegan diet for about 5 years. She started getting really, really low energy, but realized she was low in Bs, started getting a vitamin or, you know, a B shot, and then she just, zoop.
Yeah, she's back.
So she feels so good now. But she went from vegan to vegetarian.
Right.
But, I mean, still, like, you know, it works for some people. Like, it works for some people.
We're going to get both sides
really,
of the coin
really,
because...
good vegan. She followed all the vegan, like the great, you know, raw stuff. Mm-hmm. And she even went alkaline.
That's right. She even went alkaline for a while. So, I mean, I just want to also do like people who had success with it and even do some blood work on them and find out what is about their body type that allowed them to progress okay down that road when so many others didn't.
Yes.
And so we're going to show the difference that every single person's body is totally different and unique. And I think the ultimate reason behind this is show people that you need to find something customized specifically for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be so hard into your belief system. That's why you didn't think it was your diet that was making you sick.
I didn't believe it was my diet at all. Mm. And even after I realized I was looking sick and feeling sick, because somebody had basically said to me through somebody else that they thought I was dying in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I went and looked in the mirror and I finally recognized, my eyes opened up and I recognized how sickly I looked. Even at that moment, I didn't think it was my diet. Mm-hmm. I just knew that something was wrong. Yeah. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, but you didn't have any idea that it was your diet.
No, I had
any
no idea. Didn't have any idea.
Yeah.
And it took a few years to find that out. I started trying all kinds of things.
Yeah.
I started going to the gym. All I was doing was just disappearing more and more.
Yep. Didn't you go on like a fruit type diet for a while, or you were just eating fruit bowls or something for a long time?
Yeah. All
your
I did was
were so,
I was inflamed. I was super inflamed.
Yeah.
My face was inflamed. My thyroid, my neck, I was just inflamed. My joints were swollen.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
That fruit diet is not for you.
No, not for me. It would kill me. So every individual person is different. That's the point.
That's the whole point, guys. That's the whole point.
That's
everybody is different.
Yeah.
Everybody needs different things. And this company fortunately provides that for you at a very, very affordable rate. And I just love it.
It's going to save some people's lives because there's some people on this live that can't figure out why they've been sick, why they've been suffering. Mm-hmm. I've been eating so good and I've been eating clean and I've been doing this and I've been doing that. How come I'm tested? You go get your levels tested, get the biome kit, send in your blood, your spit, and your stool. And in a few weeks, you'll have a lot of answers.
Yeah. Or even go to the doctor. Go to the doctor, get your hormones tested.
You have to have them request you to get a blood panel.
A blood panel. Get a full blood panel.
Yeah, a full blood panel. And then take the report. Don't let them keep the report. Make sure you get a copy of the report, because they'll keep that sucker and then they'll tell you all kind of crazy stuff. Exactly. Make sure you get a copy of the report so you can analyze it for yourself. Mm-hmm. I like LabCorp is my favorite lab to go to because it's hard to draw blood from my veins. Mm-hmm. So LabCorp is for me the easiest. Now I've gone other places and I've had it successfully done, but when I go to LabCorp, they've never missed. It's like, boop, it's done. And I'm getting my sample of blood taken out and I'm in and out like this, instead of having to put my hands in boiling hot water and have specialists come in and all kind of stuff. LabCorp, I love LabCorp, and they give a very detailed report. So if you can get a prescription for a LabCorp blood panel, I would do that.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's it. I mean, I think there's enough information in this video to wake up a lot of people. I think a lot of people who've been having question marks as to what could possibly be wrong with them, this information might be the answer to what's ailing you and to help you get on the right track.
Exactly.
And I don't care if it's only one person. That means we did our job.
All we're doing is talking from experience. That's all really I ever try to do, is talk from my own experience, my own research. But literally, I always tell people, don't listen to everything I say. Do your own research. Do your own research. Feel your own body. Use your own intuition. I'm just here as a vessel on, you know, in this dimension, providing information about how I feel and how I've been able to maneuver my way around this matrix. Yeah. And I've went from doing and being really, really unconscious and doing really crazy things to being very, very successful in a lot of different ways. And now I'm at the happiest peak of my life.
That's right.
So literally, I just talk from experience, guys.
That's all we're doing. Talking from pure, full-blown experience.
Yeah.
And if you have any doubts, here's the evidence. Here's the evidence.
Oh, man. What's that?
Whew. Yeah. I was in this photo right here. I just want to tell them before we get off. In this photo, I was at a University of Miami game because I used to have a nonprofit that would scout players for pros and for the Olympics and for colleges. So I always had a press pass. So I'm sitting in the press box right here. I'm showing my press pass at the University of Miami. And I was getting ready to scout a game there with my son, Justin, who was kind of becoming my little padawan, my little, you know, understudy. Mm-hmm. And I took him with me that day to go to University of Miami. There you go, babe. You can clear it out. But yeah, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Like I said, Matt, I think, you know, this arm here, I guess, is the easiest one to do.
Well, hold on, let me hide this so they can see your big muscles there.
Imagine going from that and coming back. I got to get in the frame.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it's solid. This is solid.
Come on.
This is like as big as my head, you know?
Come on, man. I mean, come on. I got no right walking around at 165 pounds when I'm 6'4".
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And I'm still taking the kids to the hoop, to the rack in the gym. And if they get in my way, boop.
This is true. This is true. Yes.
Y'all going to see me play in the All-Star game. We have a celebrity All-Star game coming up at the second annual Forbidden Conscious Awards in August.
Yes.
And we're going to have a celebrity basketball game.
Yes, we are.
And
yes,
I'll be playing in that game as well.
Yes, you will be.
Yeah.
I never thought, like, when I first met you, I was like, he can't play basketball. Even my girl.
Everybody says that.
Like, he can't play no basketball. But then they'd be like, damn, like, he can play basketball. That's funny.
Everybody says, you can't even dribble. Remember Dame Dash was messing with me?
Yeah.
You can't even dribble. You can't shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Keep thinking that somebody's going to get teabagged. Good. When I get on the court, somebody's getting teabagged.
I love watching him. I was watching him play basketball today. Like, Yeah.
All right. Anything else, babe?
No. I think we're good. Yeah. Just check biome out, guys. I mean, it's pretty dope. And yeah, we'll be back next week. And I hope everybody has a nice holiday if you celebrate.
Yeah.
And I know we will. And yeah.
All right. Yes. Have a great time. Happy holidays. Spend time with your family. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. Take some time to reflect.
Yeah.
And we'll be back very soon. I have some new pop-up podcasts starting next week. Mm-hmm. And I'll be talking a lot about manifesting, how to manifest your reality. And I'll be talking about the Manifest Destiny workshop coming up in January, featuring myself, Elizabeth, and Michael Beckwith. It's going to be mind-blowing, a 7-hour workshop. But I'll be talking a lot about manifesting these upcoming weeks leading into the event. I'll be teaching right here on this account.
Yep. All right, guys. Peace and love.
All right.
Hope everybody has a great weekend.
Peace.
Yes. Peace.
Third eye love.
This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1-year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today.